This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 3rd, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. What's left of Tiger Aircraft is going to the highest bidder. The manufacturer was forced to close in the face of claims from creditors totaling over $5 million. Tiger filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy on January 16th. The type certificate for the Tiger AG-5B aircraft was among the assets to be auctioned. Bankruptcy trustee Thomas Flaherty told the Martinsville, West Virginia Journal that the certificate was supposed to go to auction on Wednesday. When only True Flight Holdings, LLC, came forward to bid, the auction was canceled and True Flight's $925,000 bid accepted. True Flight is based in Georgia. The Tiger AG-5B is based on a legacy design previously manufactured by Grumman American, Gulfstream American, and American General Aviation. Everyone in Washington, D.C. seems to agree that spare parts for the retired F-14 Tomcat fighter should not be falling into the hands of the Iranian Air Force, the plane's only current user. So, why did the Pentagon sell more than 1,000 parts usable on the F-14 in February alone? The Associated Press cites a Wednesday report from the Government Accountability Office, in which investigators say they discovered 1,400 parts, which could be used to maintain the planes, were sold into the surplus market by the Defense Reutilization and Marketing Service, which handles such sales for the U.S. military. The Pentagon itself, after all, had announced a freeze on those sales. DRMS told investigators the parts were sold because it failed to update an automated control list and remove the aircraft parts before they were listed on its internet sales site. Earlier, the AP reported weaknesses in surplus sales security had allowed buyers for Iran, China, and other countries to obtain sensitive U.S. military gear, including missile components and parts for the Tomcat fighter and Chinook helicopter. On Wednesday, the National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary report on last Friday's tragic landing accident at Whitman Field in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, during EAA Air Venture. As ANN reported, pilot Gerard Beck was killed when his P-51A, which he had built himself using North American's original plans and blueprints, struck the tail of a P-51D that had just touched down on runway 36 at Whitman Field. Both aircraft had participated in a simulated air race. The report notes the aircraft were not attempting a formation landing, as many had speculated. Rather, it appears that Beck may not have seen the P-51D's location on the runway, resulting in the landing collision. A final report on the cause of the accident is likely to take about a year. The U.S. Department of Justice announced this week that British Airways and South Korean-based Korean Airlines Company Limited have each agreed to plead guilty and pay separate $300 million criminal fines for their roles in conspiracies to fix the prices of passenger and cargo flights. The plea agreements are the first to arise from the Antitrust Division's ongoing investigation into the air transportation industry. Under the plea agreements, both airlines have agreed to cooperate with the department's ongoing investigation. Two other airlines, Virgin Atlantic and Lufthansa AG, have agreed to cooperate in the division's ongoing investigations to escape criminal charges and heavy fines. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. A key component of the Airline Passengers Bill of Rights fails in Congress. NASA is patient with a commercial spaceflight vendor. And Northwest strikes a deal with its pilots. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Rusty Nance, president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association and one of the test pilots for Carter Aviation Technologies. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.